Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Paul Cherry is our guest. I'm glad he's here, too. Paul is a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He's president and CEO of Performance-Based Results and International Sales and Leadership Training Organization. He teaches professionals all over the world about how to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, including people like you and me, small business owners. His book is called Questions That Sell, The Powerful Process for Discovering What Your Customer Really Wants. Paul, welcome back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Paul, the last time you were here, you talked to us about how to find out how connected we are to our customers. Or maybe let me rephrase that, how connected our customers are to us. And how do you talk to us a little bit about the relationship between the customer and us, and how to find out how strong that relationship is? I'd like for you to build on what you left us with last time and take us to the next level. What do you think?
All right, good, Jim. Thanks for that. There's a lot of interesting research out there. A new science that's coming out is called neuroscience, neuroeconomics. And it talks about customers.
Say that again. Nora.
Neuroeconomics.
Noro. Spell that.
Neuroeconomics.
Okay. Neuro. Okay, I got you.
Neuroeconomics. And it's just a merge of the social sciences, economics, psychology, and this is coming from some of the major key universities. What they talk about is that customers are really a lot more emotional than we take for granted. And we need to recognize that and really be able to tap into those emotions.
Do you think it's possible that this is not news, but the reason why it's coming to light more is because there's so much of the marketplace that's just crass and commoditized and slam bam thank you ma'am kind of thing, that when customers have an opportunity to really bond with somebody, that it just kind of it's more dramatized than maybe it would have been 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah, I think that there is that trend there, and I think it's a good point that we need to take advantage of that trend
because humans aren't different in what they want, and they're not different in how they want to be treated than they were 50 years ago. I think they're just different in how they expect to be treated.
Yes, yes. Jim, let me point out to you, this came out from the Gallup organization, highly respected organization, and they had done some research on 250,000 sales professionals, very intense, in-depth study. What they found was that customers who felt very strongly about how they're engaged with their sales reps, the people who they do business with, are 12 times more likely to continue doing business.
Hmm. Now, 12 times. That's
all about engaging the customer.
Yeah.
And creating that emotional connection. And most of us, fail to do that.
And what I think I tell you something I think we miss too, Paul. I think we don't realize that emotion is in there wanting to come out.
Is it more than ever? More than ever.
I mean, customers want to be loyal, don't they?
Absolutely. We want to be able to find ways to tap into that passion. The challenge is that many times we'll make assumptions, assuming or thinking we know what our customers want, and we'll bend over backwards to surprise them, and it comes back to us that, wait a minute, that isn't what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we didn't ask them. We try to be mind readers.
Now, one of the things I think small business owners do is we presume too much. We presume that the most important value that we provide for our customers is price.
Mm.
And that's a big mistake for a small business, isn't it?
It is. It's certainly, I understand the concept in that we want to get our foot in the door of gaining business. And as a small business owner, we want to try and prove ourselves. But with the price factor, we are setting ourselves up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get your foot in the door and you set that price, then you become conditioned and that's the price you have to stick with.
Because aren't more people more emotional about what they want rather than what they have to pay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You think about today's marketplace. I mean, the overall, in terms of your customers that you're calling on, a lot of them are concerned about their jobs, the change, the turnovers, the loyalty, the downsizing, that if anything, they're looking for ways to connect. And you, as a small business owner, have ways to become more of a partner, to give them the kind of assurance where price really doesn't become the factor.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look, go beyond to say about the product or the price to say, how can this really provide value, security, peace of mind, or profitability, or make your life easier? That's the connection we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Neuroeconomics, that's a new term for me.
Neuroeconomics.
That's a new term for me.
Yes, it is. And it was actually, you know, this came out, this is from Harvard, Caltech, Baylor, Emory, many of the top universities that were really looking at ways to get deeper and broader with the connection with the customers. So, you know, they're looking at the process of selling more, more as a scientific approach, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one other thing I will add to that, when you look at this going back to the Gallup research,
uh-huh.
They talk about customer satisfaction. I was really shocked at this research. That what they found was that customer satisfaction, that is trying to satisfy our customers, does nothing to boost sales.
Say that again.
Customer satisfaction does nothing to boost sales.
And explain why.
That's exactly what I asked her when I thought, you got to be crazy. What they found is that when you really read into this, it's not to downplay to say that it's not important. Of course it's important satisfying the customers. What it is saying, though, if you're trying to use that as a tool to impact sales, increase
mm-hmm.
sales, that isn't what's going to make an impact.
A satisfied customer may or may not come back. They got to be more than satisfied, don't they?
That's it. That is exactly right. I mean, when we're just trying to please, when we're trying to serve, when we're trying to cater to our customers, that's good, okay? But that's not a differentiator. And as a small business owner, when we want to truly differentiate, we got to go further than that.
We got to wow them.
Yes.
And when we come back, you're going to help us do that.
Okay.
And we're going to learn some more about this neuroeconomics, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fascinated. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Paul Cherry is our guest. He's the author of Questions That Sell. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And you had enough. You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Sunshine. Softly through my window today.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Paul Cherry, the author of Questions That Sell. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. And those of you who are using it, congratulations. Those of you who have yet to use it, what are you waiting on? Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and check out our blog as well. And that's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Everything is free except for the books. Paul Cherry has a website too, don't you, Paul?
Yes, I do. And let me give that to you. That's PB Results. Performance, P for performance, B for based, results.com.
PBResults.com and the books there?
Questions That Sell by Amacom Books, published
all right.
This year. Questions That Sell.
And you can find that there at that website and wherever fine books are sold and a couple of places maybe where they're not so fine. And so, Paul, let's get back into some of these things that you've learned recently about how small business owners can do it. Do you recommend that we actually do an audit of our customers? We actually go through a process of auditing the relationship of our customers, doing some research and saying, okay, I've got 100 customers, and in the next 6 months, I'm going to poll them to some extent and find out whether they just did business with me once, whether they're satisfied, whether they're just sort of, you know, people that we know and they know us, or whether they're people that we really make a difference in their lives and they come back to us over and over again. Yeah. Well, should we, is that what you think?
Well, yes, and it does make sense. I had one client who actually approached me to put together a survey, and I told him flat out, a survey is not going to do it in terms of sending something where they can fill out a checklist.
I hate those.
Yes, that's right. What we need to do is really reach out and engage our customers.
You have to talk to them.
Yes, yes. And we got to ask them some of the tough questions.
Give us an example of a tough question.
Yeah, well, let me start off probably more of the positives. You know, what do you like about the relationship, or what do you like about the value that we're bringing, you know, to the table so far? And then taking it from there and then getting deeper and saying, you know, if there's areas for improvement, where is it that we can improve? And what are some changes that we need to make? Okay? What are some action steps? And you notice that I use the word we, because it's not just about me as a small business owner, but it's about you as the customer and that give and take. And it really does create an opportunity and open up the door. They may want some things such as faster turnaround, or maybe it's a lower price, but I look at it as an opportunity in terms of how we can negotiate. You know, you want a lower price? Certainly we can look at that. How can we increase the volume or the commitment to make that happen?
Don't be surprised if you actually get the guts to ask these questions, folks, and I hope you do. Don't be surprised when you find out how many of your people how many of your customers will talk about what they either like about what you do or what they would like for you to do is to save them time, not money.
That's right. That's right. How can you make my life easier? How can you eliminate some of the time? And how can you make me more successful or profitable? You know, it's not just about saving money, and we get too many times bullied or pushed into a corner thinking it's price. And you know what? When everything else is equal, well, granted, price becomes the issue. We want to minimize the price and look at other areas.
Well, first, I tell small business owners every morning you begin your day with this thought: the price war is over and we lost.
Yes. Yes.
Get it off the plate. Get it off the table. It's not an issue. If price has to be part of your equation for today, you need to go do something else.
Oh, that is absolutely true.
That's tough love, but that's the way I feel about it. And I believe it's true.
That's right. That's right. We want to add value, and we want to connect with our customers and tap into their passion. Price doesn't become the issue.
So we ask these questions. Now, you're saying literally when they come in the building, when they connect with us, to say, would you mind if I ask you some questions?
Well, it's certainly it'd be good to say, you know, what I'd like to do is, and these with our good customers, to say we certainly appreciate the business that you've given to us to this date.
Right.
What we'd like to do is really assess where we are today and where we're going to the future to help your business to become even more successful.
Because we want to improve this relationship.
Yes, that is right. And we want to look for areas, no matter how successful it is, how can we make improvements to make it even better?
Could you say something like, you know what, we're doing some strategic planning for our company, and we know that we don't go a millimeter forward without the support of our customers.
Yes.
Would you help us with our strategic planning by talking to us about the relationship we have and what we can do to improve that? Could you say it like that?
You sure can. And isn't that interesting? You're appealing to your customer's ego, making them feel important, where they want to provide that input. That's a wonderful way to ask that question, because there has to be a purpose for this kind of dialogue and how to set it up.
Well, and you don't want to make it sound like you know, the telephone pollers, you know, that call you and would you answer 10 questions, please? It'll only take 5 minutes.
You know, because we're talking about me, not about the customer.
Right? Or okay? they send you an envelope with a dollar in it and a survey, you know? But
I keep
make
that dollar,
them,
by the way, Jim.
But make them invest in you. Get them. Try to get them to invest in you.
Yes, yes, that there is value and looking for ways to help grow the business, particularly with an emphasis on how you can help them.
And maybe just the fact that you said that will do more than whatever answers you get off the questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, this is good stuff. Will you come back another day and help us more with this?
Yeah, Jim, if anybody wants that information on the Nora Economics, they can have them shoot me an email, okay?
Okay. I'd like it myself. All right.
I'll get that.
Give us that email again.
To them.
Give us the email again.
Cherry like the fruit.
Yep.
At P as in performance, B as in based, results.com.
Thank
and
you,
I'll
Paul.
I'll make sure that they get that.
Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.